This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, friends, to the first What's on Your Mind of 2020. How about that? Here we are, folks. Here we are, asking a very simple question. One that can change lives, can improve things, can be the catalyst for great, great things. Just by an idea, just by a comment, just by... That's the power we put in your hands, and we love hearing from you on What's on Your Mind. Call What's on Your Mind for the very simple reason we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We asked a question on the New Year's Eve edition of What's on Your Mind, something I have done as a bit of a tradition all these years that I've been doing a talk show, which goes back a long time. How long, Scott? Well, let's see. Any guesses? The first political campaign that that I covered on a talk radio program?
Just to give you an idea of the era. I'm going to say Reagan.
Well, I did a little bit with Reagan back in South Dakota, but it wasn't an actual show, but Todd nailed it, 86. That was the first campaign.
Yep.
Yeah. That was the first campaign.
I won a MyPillow what today? What do I win?
Yeah, you do.
That was the midterms for Reagan's second term, right? Would have been?
No, yep. 84 would have been the midterm.
No, right.
I mean, 84 would have been the reelect. 86 would have been another midterm. You're right.
Right. Kevin's right.
And Mark Andrews lost, / North Dakota lost, to Ken Conrad. It was like unheard of. Not supposed to happen, but it did. It was a big change. So anyway, that's a long time that we've been there. And so since then, there's been floods and fires and, dapple protests and all kinds of other things that have happened for us to cover and talk about here on the program. A lot of farm issues, a lot of ag things. And I relish them all, really do. But we're not perfect here. We could always do it better in 2020 than we did in 2019. And so I'm asking today, we've got a few of your suggestions. But, I think everybody was in New Year's Eve mode, understandably. And now that we've busted into the new year, I would like to know from you what it is you would like more of from us. It's sort of a New Year's resolution that you get to assign to somebody else. Right? Yeah. Scott, eat better in 2020. But mainly related to the show, not to my diet, if you would. Enough struggle on my own on that diet deal.
I had no idea what you're talking about.
Trying to give up sugar. Just want to get...
Smart move.
Sugar, you know what I saw?
What is it with sugar? Sugar, it does not make you feel better. But yeah. You get sort of that instant, you kind of crave it.
Yep.
But when you have it, it's okay. But it's not like, oh, this is so... I
was bottle fed as a kid. My doctor rolled his eyes and go, well, that's your problem right there. You got sugar from the word go. So, well, how do I break a 55-year habit then?
What are you saying, bottle fed sugar? I don't get it.
Well, formulas and stuff.
Formula.
Is that right?
Yeah. The one thing a personal trainer... A friend of mine, dietitian, she said two things. If you want to avoid carbs, don't eat anything white. Bread, potatoes, rice, any
of my life's over. Turkey. My life's
over.
I know,
right? That's what I said, exactly.
Yeah.
The other thing is, she said, try and make a habit of never eating standing up. If you make it a point to just sit down, eat a meal, whatever, but when you're standing up, you're always grazing. Grab a donut, whatever.
I never graze sitting down.
I know, but that's the point.
I graze more sitting down. It's right there.
I get
he's
it.
Trying, he's trying
I'm
to help
trying
us.
Trying to pass on some good tips.
Yeah, he's trying to help us. Anyway, so we'll stick to the show topics and the things. One thing I would like to do personally in 2020, and we strive to do this anyway, but just the daily news cycle sort of crowds it out. And that is have more authors on. Because, there's a lot of interesting books out there, especially on all the Trump stuff right now, where they really drill into, for instance, Well, if you remember, Peter Schweitzer was a guest of ours on the program. Remember the book Secret Wars, was it? Secret Wars? I think that was the name of the book.
Well, obviously, I know Peter because he used to go to school with his sister.
That's right. There's a connection between Todd and Peter. That's right.
Maria.
So Peter Schweitzer, who is at a think tank that is all about routing out government waste in Washington, D.C., writes this book, and he writes this book basically about, you know, sort of the swamp, insider deals and whatnot. And he dinged some Republicans on it, too. I forget who he was. I think he didn't like some of the deals the Trump kids had that he thought were a little smelly. But the bombshell in it was Hunter Biden. Now, that book was out, and we were talking to Peter on the show a good year before that became, you know, front page news. So you find some things out in these books where these investigations have been done that are pretty good. So I'd like to maybe once a week, have an author slot for us on the program. And you can suggest, you know, guests as well. I saw an interview over the weekend. I watched a little more TV than I usually do just because it was kind of a homebound thing with the weather. And our daughter, Hannah, is home from college, and she had her wisdom teeth removed. So she's kind of sticking close to home. And she's
she have all four done?
Boy. And one side was really rough, and so she got the bruises and the whole thing. It's just a pain. But anyway, last Friday she did it. She's not eating anything. Nothing.
I had the same thing with all four of them.
So anyway, and she can maneuver the Netflix and the Amazon Prime like I can't, right? It takes me 15 minutes to turn it on.
Showing your age.
Let alone get the actual movie picked out. But we watched a couple of things, and one of them I ran across was about JCPenney. Have you guys ever seen the story about JCPenney?
I have not.
I think he was a Wyoming native.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But he had stores early on in North Dakota.
Yep.
I think Hedinger was the first JCPenney store in North Dakota because, of course, it was close to Wyoming. So they put a store in Hedinger.
Yeah.
And anyway, the whole story of JCPenney and his sort of genius and what he did and his drive, really good entrepreneurial story, but also really neat story just kind of on downtowns and things evolving and how they have. But, I mean, you know, a guy, and so they have an author on. He knew everything about JCPenney. He'd done all this work. It was fascinating to me. I really enjoyed it. So, you know, maybe we'll do a little of that. But I'm asking you for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind, what you'd like us to do more of in 2020. And that could be, you know, more conversation about plastic bags being banned. Because I know this is going to be number one on everybody's list, isn't it? Todd, is it number one on your list?
Oh, my God.
You know, we need to ban plastic bags?
We gave out as a gag gift and a stocking stuffer thing. Paper straws wrapped in that came in plastic packaging, and of course the whole room erupted. Oh, great! We swapped it out. It used to be paper packaging for plastic straws. We made an even swap. What did we gain? Yeah.
Oh, this is a thing, folks. You know, we got a booming economy, record highs. Right? You've got nuclear negotiations going on with North Korea. You've got Iran.
Did you say nuclear?
I don't know what I said, but I said it how I'm going to say it. You need to get used to it. And so one time I say it right, one time I say it wrong, and I'm just never going to change. So anyway, you got that. You got the whole, Iran and the attacking our embassy and all that. And people are worried about banning plastic bags. Now, maybe I'm behind the curve here. I don't know.
You know,
I don't like seeing plastics, you know, flying all over the place or whatever, and
I'm catching there. On fences. I hate it. I hate the litter. I'm all for it. Ban them. I don't use them anymore. I don't get them. I bring those recyclable bags to the grocery
that's
store.
That's the way
now.
It should
be. St. Louis Park does, and you have to request a straw. Otherwise, they just give you the glass, and I don't care. I'll drink out of the glass. I don't have a problem.
But in the spring, when you see all the litter around, I'm okay with the bags.
Give me the story on New Jersey so everybody understands what we're talking about here.
This was Tanya Powers filed this report with Fox.
Cities and towns across the country are restricting single-use plastics to cut back on waste. The New Jersey State Legislature is debating on a statewide ban on plastic bags, as well as styrofoam food containers and plastic straws. But as of New Year's Day, at least 10 towns and one county banned those plastic bags, according to the website NJ.com. In Ohio, Cuyahoga County, home to Cleveland, also saw the elimination of bags start there as well on January 1st, although the ban won't be enforced until July 1st. Cleveland officials say that's to give a working group more time to study the impact on businesses. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Thank you. But here's the deal. Did you hear the answer to the question why they're being banned? And that I didn't hear that. What is the win here? What is the wind?
Well, they're in the oceans big time. They're affecting wildlife.
How many oceans are there around Cleveland?
I know. In the rivers.
Lake Erie.
And they're blowing everywhere. In the spring, they're everywhere. And they don't stay in the landfills. That's the thing.
So this is about the seals and the whales
and
the sharks
and
the dolphins?
It's just about litter. They're everywhere, I think, man. You drive from Moorhead into Fargo and that line of pine trees along I-94.
I don't like that.
There.
I don't like the look.
They're
packed
full of those things.
I don't. I'm not sure why we don't have, people that are incarcerated out there.
Cleaning that up.
You know, or just
running.
Couldn't do it. What?
Oops, sorry. Yeah. I hit a button. Sorry.
I hate that when I hit a button.
I know.
Anyway, if I could hit a button, I guess I'd say get them off the fences, but I don't know. One good thing I did hear in that report, 10 communities in one county were doing this. Mm-hmm. Let individual communities decide.
It's nuclear, dummy. The S is silent.
There we go again. But anyway, whether it's plastic bags that are your thing or whether it's anything else, just let us know how we can better serve you on what's on your mind. Simple as that. Text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd. 701-226-8503 or call us on What's On Your Mind.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit newleafhospitality.com. newleafhospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum, stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jack Diesel is your ticket for better gas mileage, better diesel mileage, better everything if you have a diesel in 2020. Jack Diesel's waiting to take care of you. They have some incredible additives right now that have been working for folks. They also have been doing some tweaks on some diesel engines that have really been helping as well, more power and better mileage. Good deal. And, of course, they service any diesel vehicle, semi-truck, pickup truck, tractor. That's their thing. for long-lasting repair and maintenance services that will keep your vehicle running smoothly for years. Call them right now, 701-258-5011. They're in Bismarck, but servicing diesel vehicles from all over. All over. They even do house calls. They come to you. Get the thing working. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Karen and Fargo, do you have a New Year's resolution you'd like to assign to us here on What's on Your Mind?
Did you say Karen?
I did, yes. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. I actually wanted to make a comment about plastic and paper bags that we get at stores.
Okay.
If they're in good condition, I donate them to secondhand stores.
Okay, and they use those to give out, and you know, I would imagine with a purchase then, they're using them at the counter to hand them out probably?
They use donated bags to do that.
Yeah, well, makes sense.
Yeah,
but
they do.
The bags are still out there then, however. Are you worried about the bags like flying around and stuff?
Well, as long as they're inside being used by someone, I'm not so concerned. I don't want to ban plastic bags. I don't really have suggestions for you for the new year. I like what you already have been doing.
Well, that's very kind. That's very kind. So there's nothing we could do better. Not topics or guests or anything you'd like us to, any things that annoy you, you know, like Todd when he does that thing like correct me for nuclear, anything like that.
I have absolutely no criticisms of Todd.
Well, me either. It's hard
Thank
to.
You so
they,
much.
They call him Todd the Radio God for a reason, you know.
You know, I'll be using that line now for the next 20 years on the radio.
Yes. Well, gods are perfect, so.
Oh, man. Am I going to get through doorways with my head getting this big?
All right, Karen, what did you have for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day? What was the big meal in Karen's house? What did you have?
Oh, it wasn't really a big meal. We had some homemade soup.
Nice.
And I wasn't that terribly hungry that day. And also, we had cold, so we were eating a lot of soup.
Cold soup is good, especially if there's colds out there. Karen, thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Others welcome at 258-0550, 701-258-0550. I thought of the name of that show that I watched with my daughter this weekend, the series, Suits, the lawyer show. Suits. Actually, I didn't think of it. A listener texted me, hey, Suits is the show you're trying to think of. Have any of you watched Suits?
No,
seen the
I have not seen
that.
Suits. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Let me save you the trouble. It's a bunch of lawyers that hate each other
right.
and do every horrible thing you can possibly imagine to one another and their clients. There you go.
That sounds
holy buckets. I can't even believe it. I'm like thinking, you know, I know there's good lawyers out there, and I know there's lawyers that do good things and you know, are advocates for all the right things, but they don't make shows about them. These are the scoundrels. These are the trial lawyers that are just conniving and backstabbing. And, oh, my gosh, I'm like, this is a depressing show. I can't watch this. I watched one half of one show.
Hey, what are you doing watching that kind of show? Are you going to watch the Kardashians next or what?
Well, no, well, Hannah likes the show, so she was telling me this is the – I watched it. She was trying to kind of binge watch and catch up, and I'm like, oh, watch this. Sounds interesting. And you know, one of the shows I used to love on TV years ago was L.A. Law. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and great.
It was a good show. I liked L.A. Law a lot. But there were some shenanigans on L.A. Law, too. Not to the degree of this, you know. But, gosh, I just, yeah.
It was far more subtle back then.
One texter here says, my 2019 mutual fund investments averaged a 33% gain. If a divided government can produce these kinds of investment gains, I would gladly want Trump reelected president and have five more years of 33% investment gains. If that happened in 5 years, I would never have to read another financial page again. Since November 2016, these funds have gained 62% in value. By the way, I have not punched a time clock since 2012. This text right here,
mm-hmm.
I could frame and point to on election night 2020
Amen.
As to how close Donald Trump came to Ronald Reagan's numbers in 1984. Mark my word, folks. I talked to somebody else this weekend, said the 401k 2019 nipped 30%, dipped into 30% gain. This is real.
Yeah.
This is real. And this is a result of Donald Trump matched with Republican tax policy.
Not if you ask the PSL people.
Excuse me?
PSL. Trump is the system. Capitalism is the disease. And socialism is the cure. It says it right there on their poster.
Who's the PSL people?
You have not seen the PSL website, brother?
We don't hang out with the same crowd you do.
This will blow you away.
I felt dirty watching half of a
Seriously,
speech episode. You're hanging out with PSL.
No. I saw this a couple of weeks ago. It will blow. Go to PSL
what is
web.
It? What does PSL stand for?
PSL stands for the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to watch those nutcases. They're nuts.
PSLweb.org.
They're nuts.
It will blow you away, the wild, crazy thinking that's out there.
Yeah. Well, all I have to do is watch the Democratic debate to find that. I mean, you got Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg,
scary?
Joe Biden. They're all trying to.
What's scary is the young numbers that they're getting. It's truly frightening.
I hear you, Sean in Strasburg. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Sean.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Same to you, sir.
I wanted to agree that we should not ban plastic bags because. They talk about single-use plastic, but for my money, I can get a bag at any big box store, whatever, and bring my stuff home, put my stuff away, and then I'm using it to bag up my pet waste, and then it goes out to the dumpster. So it's getting multiple uses out of it in my house, and sometimes you need plastic bags to put other things in, too, so... To me, it makes no sense. I think they need to leave it up to individual towns and counties and let them decide if they want to ban them or not. You don't need to take the sweeping action. I know that's what government loves to do on the state level, on the federal level, is like, okay, they want to ban it. Well, then let's ban it all across the board. And that's almost never the right thing to do. And as far as things you guys can do in the new year, talk to more local ag producers. And or maybe you need to have a whole separate show about that to let some of these guys vent and get their stress off their minds, because that can only be a good thing to help people have a little peace of mind if they get a chance to vent to somebody.
Well, I love that idea. We do hear from producers on occasion. Sometimes obviously they don't identify themselves, but sometimes they do. Always learn something when they do, and know that look. I'm always up for that. I'm always up for that. I want to learn. I want to listen. I want to understand. I want to, see where we can help and be an advocate for each and every egg producer throughout the world. We put farmers and ranchers on a different plateau than any other enterprise in North Dakota for this reason. You're feeding the world. Now, the oil and gas industry powering the world. Important too, but feeding the world, that's a big deal.
Tate Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's on Your Mind as 4-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspective, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's on Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, Go Bison!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo postponing a planned trip to Ukraine today because of continued troubles at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, sparked by Iranian-backed demonstrators unhappy with U.S. policy, including a recent strike on an Iranian-backed militia. Colorado Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Michael Bennett says Iran's been the biggest problem in the world lately, and it's only getting bigger.
Iran has been continuing to do its malevolent acts all over the region, but it's now backstopped by centrifuges that are spinning nuclear materials.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is calling for what he calls shocking action against the U.S., declaring himself no longer bound by a pledge to halt missile testing and promising to show off a new strategic weapon soon. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
This is Irma Bittner from East of Bismarck. I have a suggestion for the plastic bags for the program that's on this morning. We weave them into mats for the homeless. We weave every week. We need helpers, but we've got it set up at McCabe Methodist Church. 9 o'clock every Tuesday morning. We would be glad to use your plastic bags.
How about that? What a great idea. What was the church?
McCabe Methodist in Bismarck tomorrow at 9, every Tuesday at 9. Or not tomorrow. It seems like Monday, doesn't it? Tuesday at 9.
She's saying, we'll take them. I mean, that's the big push against plastic bags is single-use plastic bags, you know,
yep.
Which L.A. Times, I was just reading, called for California to phase out all single-use plastics, all single-use plastics. You know what that would mean?
No more Snapple, no more...
How about an IV tube?
Yeah.
How about all those sterile packaging for syringes and pharmaceuticals and sutures and gauze and bandages and contact lenses and diapers? And, I mean, you're getting a little goofy, but it's California after all.
Yeah.
So, anyway, interesting topic and really neat
but
idea.
But we still just go right in the street. That's okay.
I guess so. Yeah. Let's just get creative about this. More of your comments on that, more of your suggestions on what we can do better for you in 2020 coming up after we have a conversation with
Maybe if we gave those single-use plastics to the people that are in the streets, then they'll have something to use.
There's that. Yes. Yeah, there's that. So let's just put our heads together, and we'll come up with all kinds of great things. By the way, the program today brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know, from 1908 on, think of what they've seen in Bismarck and beyond. 1908. Is how long they've been at it at H.A. Thompson & Sons. And now over 1,000 buildings, add a zero, over 1,000 buildings, they are maintaining the heating and cooling systems, managing the bottom line, in a sense, for folks all across the region. Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, providing services throughout the region. H.A. Thompson & Sons, find them at hatandsons.com or call 701-223-3393. We're doing the Frisco Frenzy here. We're doing the countdown. It's real now. 2020 is here. We're days away from a return of the NDSU Bison for the national championship game in Frisco, Texas, against the team they've seen before. And the athletic director, Matt Larson, joins us now to talk a little bit about the whole enterprise it takes of moving North Dakota to Frisco, Texas. Matt, welcome back. How are you?
No, I'm doing well. Happy New Year, and appreciate you having me on.
Glad to have you back on the show today. A lot of folks in Bison Nation listening right now, prepping for Frisco. You know, we've talked over the last year or so about how, you know, it seemed like there was some, not all, but some Bison fans that were sort of taking Frisco for granted a little bit, and it became not as big a deal and everything else, and it kind of becomes expected and not as many people down there. It feels to me like the Frisco frenzy is back a little bit. How do you sense this time as, you know, being different from the previous visits to Frisco? Yeah.
Well, I think it's always interesting, and we talk a lot. One of the great things about being at North Dakota State and, you know, as a student athlete, a coach, and administrator is that there's high expectations. You know, and with that is, you know, some folks, you know, they expect that, you know, we're going to be playing for a national championship every year. And, you know, we take that as a good thing in a lot of ways of, you know, when we recruit student athletes to come here, we recruit coaches to come here. It's with that expectation. And so it's something that we embrace. And, but I think there's a lot of folks too that absolutely don't take it for granted. I think, you know, in the fan base within our department that understand how hard it is to compete for a national championship week in and week out and not have a fall off year after year after year. And so, really, really appreciative of the folks that are going to make the trip down there. We're going to have another, great turnout from Bison Nation. And I know our guys are excited to, when they run out of the tunnel on January 11th next Saturday, that there's going to be a huge sea of green and gold out there to support them.
You know, what's, in addition to the game, which is, you know, going to be great, obviously, with James Madison, but there's always so much else going on. The tailgating is epic. A lot of folks bringing their tailgating operations down from, from the Fargo Dome and head down there to Frisco. And then, of course, the pre-parties as well. What's planned outside of the game and the other activities this year, Matt?
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, from a team standpoint, there's a lot of great things at the NCAA. Does for both teams to kind of give you that bowl atmosphere perspective. And so obviously there's a lot of media obligations and those things, but they do an event every year where both teams are invited. This year they're moving it to Topgolf, and there's a little bit of a competition friendly competition between both teams. And then one of the things that's been really special for our players is every year they do a Miracle League event where the whole team gets to go and interact, and they do a flag football game with some disadvantaged kids in the Frisco, Allen, Texas area. And that's something that's always been pretty special for them. But from a fan perspective, the Alumni Association once again is putting on a Pep Fest Friday night, which will be, it's always a good turnout and always a great way to kind of celebrate and get together and, you know, the night before the national championship game. And then what I've noticed the last couple of years is I think our fan base that has gone down there, you know, whether they've been down there, you know, all eight times or they've been down there once or twice, they kind of have their areas where they like to kind of congregate. And there's a lot of establishments that open their arms to Bison Nation. And so I think a lot of those folks will be heading to those kind of frequented places and kind of setting up their own parties. And then obviously tailgating on Saturday morning. The great part that Toyota Stadium and NCAA have done over the course of the last number of years is I think they understand how big a deal that is, certainly to Bison fans, but other teams fans as well, is now they've opened up those tailgating lots a lot earlier. People can get there earlier, get set up, and, you know, kind of have a festive atmosphere leading up to the game. So a lot of things to do, a lot of busy stuff. All of our media partners will be down there, and they'll be doing a lot of on-location events as well. And so a lot of fun and looking forward to, and hopefully some warm weather too. But it'll be fun as we head down there on Wednesday.
You have any idea of the numbers? Obviously, tickets to the game is one thing, and how many of the tickets available go to Bison fans would be one metric. But how about just in general down there?
The tough part that's always so hard to gauge for us is, you know, there's so many different on-sale times that the NCAA does. There's the one they do in the summer, and that allotment usually sells out pretty quickly, and there always ends up being a pretty large portion of ticket sales from the upper Midwest. And again, assuming a lot of those are Bison fans, each team, both James Madison and North Dakota State, were allotted, just shy of about 4,500 tickets, that we allocate, to our fan bases. And both schools took both full allocations. And so we know at a minimum, we're going to have 4,500 fans down there. But I think if history has been any sort of guide, a lot of our fans have gone on in advance and purchased tickets, during those couple of on sales. So, you know, hopefully we're over 10,000, over 15,000 fans or so. Cause we've also seen a number of fans who maybe don't have tickets, but go down for 3 or 4 days and then just joy in the festivities and, you know, kind of celebrate with the team while they're down there. So, hopefully again, we'll have a great showing from Bison Nation. And, at least that's what we've seen the last 7 years. And hopefully we'll see the same next week.
is it still possible to get tickets?
You know, I think now most of the ticket opportunities are probably on secondary markets. We did see last year, and there could still be an opportunity. I know Toyota Stadium and the NCAA, the last couple of days leading up to the national championship game, they put some standing room only tickets on sale, and so there's that potential that they could do that as well again this year. So I would have fans definitely continue to monitor our social media, because as we're made aware of it, we'll get that out to the fan base as well. But also can go on Toyota Stadium's website where you can actually buy tickets, and so they'll have announcements on there as well. But outside of that, I think the only other options are really your secondary market opportunities, as we've already allocated all of our tickets out to folks who have requested them.
And you mentioned earlier that some new accommodations are happening at Toyota Stadium for tailgaters. In years past, you know, they would get down there and then line up and have to, like, almost overnight in line to get in there, but it was kind of tough. When does that start? When do they allow folks into the lots?
Well, they're going to open it up at 6 a.m. on Saturday, which is a little earlier than what they've done in the past, which will be, again, great for fans who are getting down there early. I don't believe they're still allowing folks to set up overnight, so, you know, people are going to have to park in their, whether they're hotel parking lots or whatever it may be, but then be able to get there as early as 6 a.m. to set up. And then the other thing that's new, and we've tried to get some of the messaging out over social media to the fan base as well, is Toyota Stadium now has a clear bag policy. And so definitely encourage folks to go onto their website to see the size, dimensions, parameters around that. But that'll be something that's new for this year as well that fans will need to be aware of.
By clear bag policy, you mean if you're going in, whatever you're bringing with you has to be in a bag that they can see and do.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So it just speeds up the process of getting everybody into the stadium, basically, right?
It really does. And, you know, more from a, you know, you've seen a lot of, you know, mid-level to large stadiums do it, and it's really more from a safety perspective, and so folks will just have to make sure that they have that. Otherwise, they'll have to leave any sort of bags or small purses, those kinds of things, in their cars, to be able to enter in the stadium.
Only have about a minute left, but I'm curious what you we've talked in the past. I guess the early years of Frisco, you really just got your eyes open to how much attention being in this game brings to the program, brings to the university. Nationwide, and obviously it is kind of a habit now. That's a good thing because the expectations are high. But you know, remind us how big a deal is this for the school and for the program?
Oh, it's a big deal. I mean, to play for a national championship, the pinnacle of your sport, regardless of what sport it is a huge honor. And I think it speaks to a lot of things. I think it speaks to the commitment of the athletic department to the football program, the commitment to the university. From a football program perspective, and obviously the support we get from the community. You know, to be able to compete at a high level, it takes resources, it takes opportunity, it takes support on so many levels. And so the fact that we have those things in place gives us a chance, gives us an opportunity, and then obviously the coaches have to continue to recruit the right type of kids that can come and compete at North Dakota State. And so the thing that never gets lost on me is just how hard it is. It's incredibly hard to compete at such a high level over such a long period of time. But the visibility that it does for the school, just in watching a lot of the bowl games, there's been a lot of references to North Dakota State, watching the Kansas State game the other day. Obviously, a lot of great praise for what Coach Kleiman is doing there, but certainly a lot of talk about North Dakota State and what we've been able to do here. So just the publicity from a brand standpoint is huge. And obviously this year, the NCAA has taken it up a notch higher with being on ABC. You know, you think about how many hundreds of millions of homes this game will be broadcast in next Saturday is huge. And so folks that are aware of North Dakota State or folks that aren't are going to be able to turn the game on, next Saturday and get a feel for North Dakota State and what we're all about. So from a brand standpoint, you can't put a price tag on it, but it's something that's very valuable to the program, to the university.
Matt, you run a good program, and you hired well too. Sounds like back to Frisco for a new coach. That's awesome. So congrats, and look forward to seeing you there. We'll be there broadcasting live. Nate Tangway leading our coverage, which will be fun. Former four-time national champ for the Bison on the defensive side of the ball. So we got a lot of fun coverage planned, and looking forward to it. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, Scott. Thanks so much. Take care.
What's on your mind? We'll be there in Frisco. Bison Nation, More coming up.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free. Plus, you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auction Company, and from all of us at Piper's Auction Realty and Land Management, we wish all of you a safe and merry holiday season and a prosperous new year. Piper's 2020 equipment auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including premier farm retirement auctions in New England, Martin, Harvey, Sharon, Church's Ferry, Jamestown, Rolette, Tuttle, Bowman, and Steele, and also in Starbuck, Minnesota. To book your land or equipment auctions, contact Piper's today. Full equipment inventories and all of our Piper's 2020 land and lease auction listings are available at Piper's.com.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden. Grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday. Since Wednesday was a holiday, it's not Wednesday Wheels. Yeah, it is Wednesday Wheels. It's just on Thursday from our friends at Pucklich. You know what? A special Thursday edition. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Bismarck, and Valley City brings you a really good deal. This is at the Valley City store. It's in mint condition. GMC pickup. This thing will not last long. 2015 GMC Yukon XL Denali. 63,000 miles. Tons of upgrades. Heated and cooled seats. Heated steering wheel. If you don't know the luxury of a heated steering wheel,
oh, you have to have
part
that.
Of the world, talk to Todd. He knows all about it.
You have to have that.
Yeah. You're really missing out. Now, the exterior color on this is that iridium metallic. has a cocoa interior, and these Yukon XL Denalis don't stay on the lot long. This one was traded in 6 days ago. It's on the lot now for $39,950, but you can drive it home today if you tell them you heard about it from What's on Your Mind. Tell them Scott sent you. $38,88. That's right. Hop online. Check it out. BuckridgeValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom. See for yourself. 721 West Main, Valley City. Where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. Or online at Pucklich.com. PucklichValleyCity.com. Pucklich is North Dakota's home for Chevy. Brian in Jamestown has been waiting to tell us about plastic bags. You want them banned, yes or no?
I would say yes, and it's a bit of a personal issue for me. I live in Jamestown to the south of the recycling center, and let's just say sanitation practices at this recycling center are poor at best.
Uh-oh.
A lot of this stuff ends up blowing to the south. It's in the trees. It's in my neighbor's bushes. And what happens is we drop a bunch of stuff, or the recycling center people drop a bunch of stuff and neglect to pick it up. And it was almost mid-July before we had this stuff picked up. And I get it. People nitpick. You see a bag here or there. But I'm talking hundreds, if not thousands, of pieces of trash. Law enforcement had to get involved. The city had to get involved. Banned some of this stuff. We had everything from prescription pill bottles with people's names on it, mail. I had people's bills from Edgley, all over Jamestown. It was pretty interesting. So.
That is, Brian. Thank you for sharing. I do have bad news for you, though. Evidently, a study in California said after they banned plastic bags in the communities, garbage bags sales went up by like 120%. So there'll just be bigger garbage bags.
Well, that's interesting.
In your backyard. Hey, Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. The one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, Jim the Flagpole Guy. Happy 2020. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you, Scott. Happy New Year, everybody, in the Great Plains.
What's on your mind today?
Well, we're trying to, end of the year, make assessments, and first of the year, implement new ideas. And that's kind of where we're at right now. Actually going to install a flagpole for FCI Construction, Tioga, today. Now, the foundation's already in. I'm just going to set the pole. But thinking a lot about, you know, I'm making my first Trump flag, too. I'm trying it out with a new sewing machine, Scott. And for doing some research and development on that, I got two letters 4 foot tall already made. Kind of exciting.
That sounds very exciting. I mean, in fact, if I've had any feedback, any consistent, bit of feedback from folks that hear you on the radio, they say, Trump flag. Give me a good Trump flag, because a lot of them out there are, you get up there and they're going to fall apart in no time. So you want a rock solid one. So that's great. So you got them working on in the flag lab right now on the, how do you design a flag? What do you do when you say you're working on? What do you do? Just get the stitching just right, or what do you do?
Cutting all the material out individually, and their letters are 4 foot tall, and sewing them, hemming them. I'm sure all my seamstresses out there can. I'm kind of learning too, and what I noticed about this new sewing machine we have too, Scott, is the poly thread. You got two rows of some really high strength, sun resistant poly thread, and it kind of acts as it adds a build to the flag, just a little bit, and I think it's going to absorb energy a lot better than what some of the materials I've come across. So it's actually adding a substantial, deadening type build on the end of the flag to make them last longer.
Oh, boy.
And also, I noticed really quickly, flagpoles, the technology has been around for 40, 50 years. And, I'm going to update it and create a one-day install to further make it economical for my customers. So we got a lot of good things out with the old and with the new. God bless the USA. Entrepreneurship.
A one-day install you're working on. Dig the hole, yes, pour the concrete, set the pole, hang the flag, the whole thing in one day.
Well, this way we dig the hole, we set the pole, we support the pole, then we pour the concrete, Then we take our forms off, and when we leave, we don't have to come back the next day. So it basically saves a trip.
And so, it saves the customer money, then. It costs less for the flagpole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It costs me less to put it in, and costs the customer less. So that's what we're working on.
I love it. Everybody, I love it. Pray. Don't. It's 22. Yeah, we'll pray for success, for some good success for our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy and his innovating. Why do it like they've always done it? Right? That's entrepreneurs don't do it that way. They dream and think up another way, and I love it. And I'm telling you, I'd love for North Dakota to be number one in Trump flags. Number one in Trump flags flying of any state in the union. Wouldn't that be fun? Give Jim a call, 701-571-FLAG. Don't wait, or ndflagpoleguy.com.
I have neck problems. And my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 said, Scott, you have a hot tub. You bought it from us. Neck problems, back problems, you can help, right?
Definitely you need to get in that. It's going to help loosen up the muscles. The blood's going to flow a little bit better. Everything good is going to happen from sitting in the hot tub. That's why you have it for days like when you have pain, when you don't sleep, when you can't walk. Sit in your hot tub. It'll do miracles.
Come see him at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Show off your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and get free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.